except, like you say, paying people a job.
Yeah, that's true. Paying, that's the heck of it.
What if somebody has done you a favor? You might say, well, not much.
I appreciate it coming.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe, how much to you, how much?
Much obliged.
Mm-hmm. And if you have to, if there are some things that you have to pick up at the stores downtown, you might say, well, I need to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Mm-hmm. And when you purchase something, the storekeeper might take some paper and
wrap it.
Of course, when you get home, you'll have to
unwrap it.
If a store is selling things for less than what they paid for them, you'd say they're selling at
wholesale.
Is there another way you could say that?
Below cost.
Below cost, mm-hmm. Or at a loss.
At a loss.
Mm-hmm. If you've been looking at something, say a new car, you might say, well, I'd sure like to have that, but it just
costs too much.
And it's time to pay the bill. You say that the bill is
due.
And some clubs require that you pay
dues.
And if you don't have enough money of your own to buy that new car, you might go to your banker to see if you could
get financed or loan.
In other words, you'd say you had to.
Make a loan.
Or just borrow the money.
Borrow the money, yeah.
You probably heard the expression that nowadays good workers are getting mighty.
The what worker count?
Good workers are getting mighty.
Scarce. Hard to find.
What do you call yourself doing if you run off the end of a springboard and go in water like that?
Dive.
And when once you're in the water, you begin to
swim.
And if a person's not very adept at swimming, there's a possibility that he might
drown.
What do you call it when a person dives in the water and lands flat? Makes a popping sound.
What we always call a belly bust.
And if young boy is playing out in your yard and he takes his head down and kicks his legs out and goes over like that, you'd say he did a what?
Oh, somersault. You know, I'm going to have to leave you.
Is that right?
Just a minute. Yeah.
I just lacked about 10 or 15 minutes.
I'm supposed to be there now. I'm running 5 minutes late, yeah.
Gosh.
Supposed to have been there now. Go ahead, we'll take 5 more minutes. We'll do the most pertinent question. 5 more minutes. Yeah, I supposed to be at 1:30.
Okay. Let's see. What do you say that a baby does before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
Mm-hmm. And if a child wanted to frighten you, wanted to hide behind that sofa.
Scare.
And if he wanted to get down so that you couldn't see him, you say he had to
spring. No, I don't know.
Crouch down.
Crouch, maybe.
What do you do? What does a young child do when it says its prayers before going to bed? It right next to the bed. It does
what? Kneels.
Mm-hmm. And if I brought my foot down very heavy on the floor, you'd say I did
stamped.
What?
Stopped.
Okay. If you had your car stuck out in the mud, you wanted somebody to help you get out, you might say, well, tie a rope on it and try to
pull.
Mm-hmm. Or get behind me and give me a
push.
Or what about if you're playing a game of tag, the place that you could run to and be safe, what was that called?
Home base.
Base?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And what about a man who's in a very good mood? You say he always has a pleasant word for everybody. You say he certainly seems to be in a good
happy mood, like good spirits.
And what about if you want to get in touch with somebody you haven't seen in a long time, you didn't want to phone them, mm-hmm. You might
write them.
And you say after you write them, I expect to get an
answer.
And you might say, well, I'd like to write him, but I don't know his
address.
And what do you do? The envelope after you write
you address it.
Have you ever heard Charles' nickname for somebody who went around